Ever get the feeling like you're not squeezing all the juice out of, well, your stuff?
You mean like leaving money on the table?
Exactly. Like, imagine a construction company with bulldozers just sitting there, or delivery vans gathering dust.
Oh, yeah, total waste of potential. It happens all the time.
And that's what we're diving into today, how businesses, especially those renting or leasing out equipment and vehicles, can make their assets work harder.
And we're talking machinery with or without operators, the whole nine yards.
Right. And the key, we think, might be this Navi Chain sauce. We found this article about it. Pretty interesting stuff, actually.
Yeah, it really lays out how companies can unlock new revenue streams, boost their bottom line.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, ready to get our hands dirty and see how this Navi Chain thing works.
Let's do it.
All right, so the article jumps right in, talking about these two core features of Navi Chain: comprehensive lease management and flexible rental services.
Which right away, you can see how that hits both ends of the spectrum, the long-term and the short-term needs of different businesses.
For sure. And then I thought this was cool. They talk about real-time asset tracking. So beyond just, knowing where your stuff is, what's the real benefit here?
Oh, it's huge. Think about it. You get a call, client needs a specific piece of equipment, like right now, boom, with real-time tracking, instantly. Is it free? Where is it?
So you can snag those last-minute opportunities.
Exactly. Plus, you're cutting down downtime, moving things from one job to the next without all the usual hassle.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And then they highlight this driver assignment and management thing. This seems like a game changer for companies that offer services with operators, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine you've got a crane rental company, client needs a crane, but also a certified operator for some complex job. With
Yeah.
this system, you instantly see who's available, what certifications do they have, where are they?
So you're always sending the perfectly matched person for the job.
No more scrambling, no mismatches, just boom, efficiency.
Now, what really caught my eye was the automation stuff.
Yeah.
How much of a difference maker is that in this industry?
Oh, automation. That's like the holy grail, right? Imagine this. Automated reminders for lease renewals. You're never going to miss out on that revenue again.
That's got to be huge for the bottom line.
For sure. And then automated billing, less time wasted, less chance of errors. Plus, those integrated workflows, nobody's stuck doing manual data entry all day.
Frees up time for more important things, like growing the business.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, the article says Navi Chain actually leads to higher customer satisfaction. How does that all connect?
It's all linked, right? When you're efficient, you deliver on time every time. Clients are happy. When you can be flexible, respond to their needs quickly, they feel valued.
They'll keep coming back for more.
Exactly. Builds trust, loyalty, all that good stuff.
The article also mentioned data-driven decision-making. I feel
Yeah.
like that's got to be crucial for, really maximizing how you use your assets.
Oh, for sure. Imagine having reports that tell you exactly which assets are the hottest, which ones are bringing in the big bucks, which ones are maybe just sitting around.
So you can make smart choices, like maybe it's time to retire this old thing or invest in something new.
Exactly. You can even adjust your pricing based on what the data tells you.
So, big picture, it seems like the goal here is to boost revenue and make everything run smoother.
Absolutely. It's all about maximizing what you've got. And not just for profit either, You're reducing waste, you're running a tighter ship, you're even being more sustainable.
That's a pretty compelling combination.
We've been talking about bulldozers and cranes, but this idea of maximizing what you've got, it goes way beyond just those things.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, think about your own skills and your time.
Yeah.
Are you maximizing those? That's something to ponder, isn't it?
Food for thought, for sure.
Definitely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure, and thanks to all of you for listening. See you next time for another deep dive.